anybody heard of this pilot or comic even?
Until an hour ago, no.
Yeah, I mean, I'd never heard anything about it.
So what exactly is this, sir?
So this is, yeah, it's a pilot made in 2006 by the Sci-Fi Channel.
Now going by Sci-Fi.
Yeah, Sci-Fi. Yeah, and it was based on
a one-shot comic by Mike Mignola. Is that how you say his name?
Yes, Mignola? The great Mike Mignola.
Yeah, and this was a part of, like, I think there's three other stories. It was The Amazing Screw-On Head and Other Odd Stories, I think it was called.
Cool.
But, yeah, so this one got made into a show for one episode, and then...
It certainly looks pulpy.
Yep, yeah, and the comic's just great. If anyone can track it down, I mean, absolutely read it, because it's just a ton of fun.
And if not, obviously find it on an ebook. Where did you find the comic? On the
Comixology.
E-book? Comixology, fair enough.
Yep.
Yeah. And prior to this, looking at this, I think the most faithful adaptation of his work, of his, like, art, like, from comic to movie and or film slash television show, whatever you want to call it, was Atlantis: The Lost Empire.
I always forget that he worked on that.
He didn't. Wow. He didn't. Maybe parts of Batman the Animated Series, because I remember seeing some concepts of Mr. Freeze by him. So that was in there as well. But it has the new Art Deco style to it. Whereas, you know, Hellboy and all his other works and Gotham by Gaslight are completely its own thing. I don't even think it's Art Deco.
Did he work on that?
Gotham by Gaslight? Yeah, that was his story, and he drew that.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It makes me a little more interested in that.
Yeah, there was a funny story. I don't remember where it was, but he said he was having problems with either writing Hellboy or... He didn't know where he was wanting to go, and he's thinking, oh, I gotta go back to Batman, and his wife was like, you can't go back there, or else, like, you're just gonna be stuck there forever, and it's like, yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, that is fair.
But, yeah, back to what I meant, like, Disney's version of, like, with him in there is not fully, you know, what you would expect, but if you look at some of the statues at the end, and part of Atlantis itself, like, the city... Yeah, you can see a lot of the architecture looks like something of his.
Yeah, I can see that now, yeah.
I'm surprised. I haven't seen the Golden Army as of this, and I keep meaning to see it. But I wonder how much Del Toro put, and I didn't see much of it in the first one, but I don't know how much of Del Toro puts Magnolia on in his film.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like... What if he had Mignola come and work with, like, the art department to make statues and whatnot of...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, whenever we do those movies, I'll do more research on it, but... Because Del Toro himself loves monsters, so it's hard to say, you know...
Exactly.
Because that movie's just filled with them.
And Mignola, didn't he have a big hand in those two films?
I really don't know. I don't know at all. I mean,
they both agreed that Perlman has to play Hellboy.
Oh, did they? Oh.
Yeah, no, it was like... The one thing they agreed, not, I don't know, I'm pretty sure they both got along. But yeah, I don't know why a lot of Mignola's art style isn't in more things, and I could just be, you know, ignorant to the fact that his stuff is in plenty of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know it was in Atlantis, so I feel like you mentioned it before, but I've forgotten about it. But
I don't know where, but I have, and again, you watch that film again, you might see, oh yeah, no, I can sort of see some Hellboy in here.
It's been like a decade.
And this really does feel like... Hellboy the first movie, but I think a little better.
Yeah, that's fair. It's definitely a flawed film. I think I like it more than you do, but I kind of grew up with that movie. So.
That's totally fair. And I haven't seen those two animated adaptations, whatever it was. But I don't know how well. I wonder if DR Movie is also used for those two films, just like this pilot.
I feel like I saw one of them, like, Blood and something. I forget what that one's called, but I've seen one of them, but...
Blood and Wine.
I want to say Blood and Iron, but I'm sure that's not correct. Probably. Blood and Fire, maybe? That might be it, but anyway.
Yeah. This is probably the best transfer from page to film, whatever.
A lot of it just looks like it's cut right out of the comic. And
it's not even a motion comic. Like, it's a legit, like, this is animation, and it's flowing.
Yep. But I guess we'll get this started here. You can find it right on YouTube. I don't know if I should say the name of the guy.
Who's, I mean, we're watching on the guy's channel, Michael Groove. It's 474,000 views at this point.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, 474,000 people have seen it, so I guess
in 6 years, that is. And I don't know if this was the first upload period or, you know, it's been somebody else's channel used to have it and then had to transfer over. And it's not bad quality, by the way.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah.
All right, randomable enough. You know what to do, guys.
You hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. Yeah, the Museum of Dangerous Books and Papers.
What a mouthful.
Yep.
I don't know if that exists in real life.
I'm going to turn down my controller a little bit. Yeah, I should start doing that beforehand. Yeah, but I got my tablet here because I wanted to show you how he opened the comic.
Yeah.
With his dedication.
Lycanthropy. This is for my wife, my daughter, and former U.S. President Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, and he's got this funny picture of Lincoln just... And I was like, what is this comic going to be? Because I didn't know anything about it when I started reading it.
So...
And I'll just say all this here, this part isn't in the comic.
Is it not, eh?
This comes from a little joke at the end of the issue where it says, we wanted to show you the amazing spin-on head's origin... But his origin's a secret, so instead, here's a picture of three horrible women and a monkey. And it was just one woman, and it's got a little box that says werewolf, another box that says cannibal, one that says murder, and then a monkey.
So there's the cannibal right there, next to the monkey shooting.
Yep.
That is amazing.
And so I guess they wanted to incorporate that a little bit more to fill out some time here.
By the way, this was what? They said it was 1868? Yep. Yeah, automatic weapons do not exist at this point. If, like, this is during the Civil War time.
Yeah, and that guy who came in kind of looked like a Jinro type of thing.
But... I was going to say, it looked like a Jinro steampunk depiction.
And here we get a little bit of nudity here.
Oh, come on. If I, like, throw a guy off the side in, like, an Assassin's Creed game, they die.
Yeah, he landed right on his shoulder. I mean, his shoulder would be shattered.
Pre-Zeppelin era. Okay, what the f***? I'm pretty sure muskets, you know... You still had to, you know...
Oh, I like that little,
gem and one.
I forget what that kind of zoom is called.
Wipe?
No, it was like a sphincter seal kind of zoom.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or a transition. Yeah, Paul Giamatti, I was really surprised to see that name, and David Hyde Pierce. Patton Oswalt.
Make your Fraser jokes at your expense.
It's kind of a fun opening here.
It really is.
Is this the first of these that we've watched that had an opening sequence?
Oh, good question.
The pilots, I don't...
I'm pretty sure...
Yeah, I don't think any of the other ones did.
Oh, I just saw that you know, the one suit, or the one body that comes in at the end. Not this one.
Oh, Lucky 13?
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the comic, he actually goes to his office, so I thought this was kind of odd, the whole... head wall thing.
Really? Okay. I guess they just couldn't afford stuff, like, to save money.
No, I think they wanted to... Maybe they thought it'd be more natural having him here, picking the suit.
Perhaps. Oh, yes, and this show developed... Was developed, or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these are the pictures right from the comic.
Right. Anyway, yeah, this show was developed by Brian Fuller.
Yeah, Brian Fuller.
Written by Brian Fuller as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think when he did this... Oh, yeah, there's that guy who worked on Chris Pioneer's Nosties. I mean, it was a really weird name.
Yeah.
But he worked on Avatar Last Airbender.
Yes, yeah. Dear Movie had a hand in Last Airbender at this point, actually, because this is season... Book 2 of Avatar is probably being aired right now.
Oh, actually, look, I'm wrong. He actually was talking to him in there. Somehow I fucked that up.
My goodness.
Sorry, everybody. My research
is... Oh, terrible. And the way they have Lincoln talk as a portrait, that's brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, Brian Fuller, yeah, of course. Star Trek fans know him very well because
yes,
worked on DS9 and Voyager.
And when was the last Star Trek series aired? Wasn't it like around 06 or 05?
Oh,
because it was Enterprise, correct?
Yeah, Enterprise. I'm pretty sure ended in 05, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess he had free time after that.
Yeah, I don't think he worked on Enterprise, but... And he worked on Discovery for a little while.
Yep.
Until he left, because of creative differences.
Fair enough.
As everybody did. People just kept leaving that production left and right.
This is fair.
Yeah, and this little backstory here also isn't part of the comic. With the Emperor Zombie party being part of his...
This humor is great. This humor is awesome.
Yeah, and the comic's also very funny. I think they translated the comedy very well.
Yep.
Yeah, and the art style looks great.
Again, I wonder how well Mignola is with his other projects. I mean, he's no Alan Moore, I know that for a fact.
Yeah, I've read like one or two Hellboy issues here or there, but this is the first like one that I've paid attention to.
Once I finally get a tablet, I'm gonna like start purchasing all of the volumes of Hellboy, because there's just so many of them, like I'm not gonna have enough space.
That's fair. That's the big problem with comic collecting, is they're so huge.
Graphic novels, excuse me.
Well, yeah, I mean, even, because I've got a couple of those long boxes, and,
yep.
I mean, where do you put those at a certain point?
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's kind of cool.
The
Rats Make Chair. Chair.
Yeah, that's so great. I like this guy just living in this tree right here. Yeah, it's kind of a shame that this series either didn't get more comics or didn't get a show, because I like the world here.
I mean, I honestly believe this is set in the Hellboy universe, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, because the second story, I can't remember what that one's called, I guess I can quickly look. But we see the devil in it, and he looks like Hellboy.
It basically, oh, that's funny.
Yeah. It's like a weird little fairy tale where they have to like climb this beanstalk. All right, the devil's
so we can just regrow back a metal arm.
Yep.
Somewhere a nice 187 years ago. Yep. I love that.
Yeah, and Paul Giamatti's pretty fun in this.
Yes, he is. He's really, yeah, no, he's surprisingly good as a voice actor.
Yeah, at first I was like, I don't know if I see this casting choice, but as it went on, I was
like, I was shocked when I saw, like, Paul Giamatti, really? And it's like, he's really good. Oh, yeah. No, it's a Zeppelin, and that's how she... I forgot that's when she got bit.
That's kind of crazy. Paul Giamatti, David Hyde Pierce, and I've never heard anyone talk about this.
Yeah, man.
It's strange. Mine. Yeah, and I know you thought that was funny there, but
that's a little funny.
First, I was a little like, I don't know about this.
No, that's pretty funny. I'm not going to look at her neck to see if she has the mark still there, unless that brooch of hers is covering it.
Yeah, a little choker.
Or choker, sorry.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if he allowed that. Come on. It's getting a little weird.
Yeah, what are you talking about exactly?
Did the rat give her a compliment just then?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh yeah, and like I said, I forgot, I think I missed my chance in this, but what is she? The precursor to Ratcatcher?
I like how he's got the plug in the back of his head too. What's that? I didn't notice that before.
Is that a four-leaf or a three-leaf clover on his chest?
Yeah, it is his lucky number 13 suit.
If his suit is one of those, like, oh, if that's like his lucky suit, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Uh-oh.
I wish David Hyde Pierce was in a lot more things, because...
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. He's kind of disappeared.
Like, this literally is just Miles from... Fraser.
No, but it works here. I think it works. This is another one where I was like, I don't know about this choice, but as it went on, I was like, yeah, this is the right choice.
Well, that's fair.
And again, I'll pull up a picture of Emperor Zombie, because he looks just like that.
Is there anything... you said the flies might be CGI, by the way.
Yeah, they look like they're CGI.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't feel out of place.
No. But yeah, in the comic, he's surrounded
by... He's gonna smoke him. Wow, like...
Yeah, that's kind of a weird choice.
Oh, there's a cannibal. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, no, okay, wow. I didn't see that.
Yeah, little visual jokes for those who read the comic.
Yep.
Yeah, and a lot of the dialogue in this is directly just taken straight from the comic.
Yeah, Mignola has a great sense of humor, I'll say that.
Yeah, very clever, very witty. This scene, by the way, wasn't in the comic here. Yeah, like I just got the leg.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't know she was a cannibal at first. But I'm bunts.
Yeah, like this torture scene with the... He's got the vampire.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I'm a very simpleton, just like, oh, I find this funny. No, this is legit humor. Funny,
yeah. Yeah, there's a shot of him up in the corner there.
Oh, and there's the general guy.
Yep, yep. Or I guess not quite the general guy, but one of them.
Oh, yeah, I guess one of them. Yeah.
Yeah,
page 16. Yeah, it's probably the guy
yeah, later we'll see on. Later, yeah.
You're right, yeah, never mind.
What?
Yeah, I don't think this... You could not do this in live action. This needs to stay, like,
it'd take a very particular touch to make that work.
Yep. I don't understand why we just don't do... Okay, there's an answer, but I do just wish that last Hellboy movie was just an animated movie like this.
Which show? Or which movie?
Last year's Hellboy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't get Americans with their... Or I guess North Americans, too, with their... like, disdain for animation.
The Mississippi River. Alright, we're going to Legion of Doom headquarters.
No, yeah, that's not the Legion of Doom not headquarters. Not taking animation seriously is such a mistake.
Uh-huh. I'd like to think that Canada is better with that, but I have no idea.
I don't know.
First thing I was like, it looks like a giant frog. It better be a giant frog. I don't know what it is about... Well, the I'm pretty sure the first Hellboy graphic novel is called Plague of Frogs. So it's like, he's got a thing for frogs.
Yeah, I think they mentioned Plague of Frogs in the comic. I think that's one of the things that the demigod... Yeah, I think one of the things the demigod mentions.
Dude, it has to be... It's a giant frog. Yeah, it's probably that guy. And I said that guy looks like something out of heavy metal.
Yep.
Not the movie, but like the comics.
Yeah, his little army guy here.
Yeah. Yay.
Yeah, I also remember thinking that joke was a little bit...
Oh, there was one where I was like, is that even anachronistic? I mean, again, there's a lot of things here that are anachronistic, but who cares?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is a great little bit here. Yeah. Yeah, just immediately.
Oh, yeah, and this gag is funny.
And again, a lot of this dialogue, just direct translation from the comic.
And they sell it really well.
Yep. Like this, oh, it's just a piece of crap.
Yeah, where's that? What kind of...
This bit in the comic is a small parallel universe. I was like, what is this book? What is going on?
Oh, yeah, and a monkey wielding, or sorry, chimpanzee wielding a machine gun.
Yeah.
That's just great.
Yeah, in the comics, it was just his... Or the comic, it was his zombie army.
Oh, he has a zombie army in the comics, eh?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Maybe they just had to save time.
Yeah, I think they wanted to bring them
this,
in
that
there.
Reminds me of... not Krennic, but what was the... who was the knife guy in the first Hellboy movie? Kroner. Because when he shoots him or whatnot...
Oh, the sand.
Yeah, he filled his body with sand. That's pretty much what Mr. Dog is.
Mm.
She's in peril. Usually it's the other way around, where the bad guy has the protagonist's love interests, or whomever, close ally.
Yeah, look at Mr. Head here, this is a little bit, isn't that his love too, his ex-love? How can you do this?
It's the whole, like, you know, she's become an inhuman beast. Would you put her down?
Yeah, and I think it was a good choice on their part. Putting, like, this more of a relationship between them.
Did they not do that in this?
No, they were just arch enemies.
Fair enough. Oh, yeah, and I might be grasping straws here, but do you think... I believe that Magnolia's favorite president is probably Lincoln, but do you think there's a bit of, like, criticism here with, like, patriotism, or am I just, like, seeing that from as a Canadian?
I think it's just a joke of patriotism and a joke of kind of those old... Because this time, you know,
it's getting tired.
You had Superman like shaking the president's hand and stuff like that.
Like if You know, I don't often see a picture of Wolverine shaking whichever prime minister's hand anytime soon.
But it's also just another part of the absurdism of it.
Okay, that right there looks like the God Warrior from Nausicaa.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that, but...
When the jaw starts melting apart. Yeah. Yeah.
It just looks like the God Warrior.
Yeah, those flies, they look like real flies. It's kind of weird.
Huh? Oh. He can't do it. He just can't.
Yeah, that love story part wasn't there either, which I think was a...
I actually thought there was going to be a gig of the stake being the one to pierce the turnip, but that's just me. And cue my joke I said before, oh my goodness, it's the end of Hellboy 1.
Yeah, I thought this demigod was hilarious in the comic too.
Is it the same thing?
Yeah, almost all of his lines are the same.
Oh, I also meant like the design.
Yep. I guess I can pull that up too, why not? Because again, great art by Mignola on this comic.
Absolutely.
And yeah, the show translated it really well. I think it said that he was in creative art director on this, so I guess he really wanted to
capture really, his comic. Absolutely.
Like, look at that. That's basically the shot that we
just saw. Dude, that's all it is. Little, yeah. I always love... Oh, ouch.
Page 25 for anybody.
I tell you, comics are great storyboards.
Yep, exactly.
Like, that's all they are, just great storyboards. And other stuff as well. I also like the fact that Mr. Zombie, as he's going to be called in a few seconds.
Yeah, I love that.
He actually wants to serve this demigod
here. Happy to do it.
That's great.
Gives his pitch. I love this.
Like, is it meta and or playing on commentary? Not commentary, but like... Yes, but...
It's very much an absurdist show.
A lot of people, you know, might like Joss Whedon for, you know, all the stuff he's done and poking fun at things.
Yep.
But this is funnier. I don't know why. Maybe I just see more of Joss Whedon stuff than this.
Or maybe not. You didn't watch, like, Buffy.
I didn't watch Buffy. You know, what am I saying? Like, I'm only talking about, like, Avengers and Age of Ultron.
Yeah, that's such a small part of his career.
Not Dr. Horrible's sing-along.
That's great.
So I'm going to shut my mouth and retract my statement.
But you've also seen Alien Resurrection. He wrote that script, so that's another negative on him.
And he wrote the first draft of Toy Story, so...
Yeah, another...
If that even means anything.
Cabin in the Woods. Did you see that one?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah, you're missing a lot of good stuff.
I am probably missing out on that stuff, so...
But
I'll shut up.
I do think this is very clever.
That's funny. And I love the fact that the duck survives.
It's definitely made me want to read more Hellboy, that's for sure.
Yep. I've been meaning to.
Yeah, and since I got this tablet now, I'm thinking I might pick up a volume. Just to get a jump start in there, but... Kind of looks like a monkey right there.
Yeah, I was going to say that. But maybe, you know...
I do like this bit here.
This fetish.
Yeah, it's a funny scene there.
Maybe his scene is... Not scene. Maybe his skull is, like, devolved somehow. I don't know. Malformed. And now it's the... What did I call this?
And I'll just say...
The demigod buster.
Yeah. And I was saying it feels like Ghost in the Shell here.
I was thinking more of, like, Age of Ultron, but yeah, you're right. Yeah. It is a little like that.
And this bit here is, again, completely for the show. In the comic...
Yeah, how did he beat him?
He just fired off one of his arms and it turned into, like, a nuke.
Are you... Serious?
I'll show you the page. It's like a giant.
That's funny. Not the face.
Yeah, that's funny too. more good lines, Spike. Yeah, see, there's the
oh my the goodness. Oh, that's not good. Maybe we're getting a Dark Knight Returns bit here.
I can kind of see that, yeah.
You know.
It's probably just to pad out the runtime bit more.
Yeah, totally.
And it works. I like
that. And this animation, again, is very fluid.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing cut frames or anything like that. Not even, like, any off frames.
Yeah, I'll say it changes the scene, because in the comic, it's, again, kind of a laugh moment that, course, he can just blow him up instantly. Nothing's going to stop this guy, but...
Thing is, a little continuity weird here in a second, we'll see. I thought they were going to... Also... Mr. Dog survived, even though he got splashed. I mean, he survives, yes, because he's just filled with sand, but I mean, he survived.
That is funny, I didn't think about the Hellboy connection to that, but yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that was the first thing, because I like that character and character design,
great.
Excuse me. No, I don't like the character. I like character design.
Yeah, the design,
but the character is a horrible person.
It's a cool villain.
Okay, my question is continuity right there. I guess his mech. Yeah, I guess like the part of his legs survived.
That's fair. Yeah, it's a little bit odd. Of course, that doesn't happen in the comic either. But
no, of course not.
Oh, so. Poor dog. He's missing a leg.
There goes the Zeppelin.
Is that really a Zeppelin?
I call it a precursor to a Zeppelin. It's just a hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon. I like that too. That Abu Gun, I think that thing is called.
Oh, okay. It's kind of a like Lady in the Lake.
Oh yeah, you know what? I think that second story is actually like the backstory to Abu Gun.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And there's a character arc, you know, beginning and end to this. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, all three shorts in that are really good. Definitely check that out, guys, if you're interested.
Everybody just go find, like, purchase, you know, physical copies or digital copies, whatever have you. Go support Mike Mignola. He's a fantastic guy.
I love they take the dog, too.
And I don't know if they do that at the end of... I don't know if they do that at the end of the comic, either.
Oh, you know, I don't remember. I'll take a quick look.
Yep.
Yeah, I like the sheeps right there. Come on. Or sheep.
I could see that. I'm gonna say this guy reminds me, not this guy. That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was really funny too.
That's pretty cool. But this screw on head kind of reminds me of the Crimson Chin from Fairly Odd Parents. I don't know why, because that guy was all about like, you know, big speeches and whatnot, and was a larger than life character.
Yeah, I remember that guy now that I think about it. Yeah.
As
oh, I like this, the end here.
Yep.
The Homestead Act. Oh no.
Okay. Again, sorry to any Americans. We're just we apologize, but
it's very funny.
It is funny, but like stuff. Oh god, like just
Yeah, I remember you thought this bit was questionable with
him. I'm like, yeah, I mean flag. Again,
how'd he get out there so quick? Like,
also, that flag there kind of looked a little bit CGI.
Oh, but huge CGI. Yeah,
whatever, I'm not gonna, like, don't worry.
I think that whole shot looked a little more CGI than the rest of it.
Well, except for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Kickstarter Productions Inc. I wonder what else they did. Living Dead Productions. Harmony Gold, I recognize Harmony that.
Gold, yeah, that looked really familiar.
Huh. Oh, good, when it actually was called Sci-Fi.
Yep.
Sweet. But anyway, yeah, with the Crimson Chin, there was a meme either in 2018 or 19 where it was like 15 characters could defeat Thanos even with the Infinity Gauntlet. And it was just like the Crimson Chin.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I don't think I saw that one.
No, it was just a meme. But, yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
Well, fair enough.
Boy, yeah. thank you for showing me this. That was a fun pilot.
Yeah, it was a fun day for me, finding that comic out of nowhere, then, yeah.
I think with Pilotsville, I think we've maybe not have, like, spoken about it, but, like, it is failed pilots of, well, you kind of know.
Well, it's going to be failed pilots till we run out, and then we'll just do pilots of things we're curious to check out.
And, a little
sample of a series.
Again, give us some recommendations, anybody, if you can, because...
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know about it, but you, just literally looked up... failed pilots.
Yeah, just because we want to get through the failed pilots first, and then we'll
do actual look at other pilots.
Yeah,
that was fun. Thank you for that, man. Everybody, go.
Yeah, absolutely. Go check that out. I mean, definitely very fun. Mignola, very creative guy, and definitely plan on reading some more Hellboy after this because we got to get some more of that.
Yep. Maybe we'll do a retrospective of any of his works that were translated into motion. That's what I meant to say.
Well, I'm sure we'll get to the other. I'm sure we'll try to check out more Dark Horse projects. I don't really know if they have much besides... I mean, there's The Mask.
You know, there's that.
I don't think of any other movies or anything like that.
I keep saying, I wish they, you know, all their Dark Horse, like, all their material for Alien, Predator, and Terminator stuff was, you know, used. Same with Star Wars, but...
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, what can you do? You could almost say Alien vs. Predator, that 2004 movie is almost kind of taken right from
I don't know... More of the game itself than perhaps the comics. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked up. And that's another franchise and or series of books I want to read. I always want to read, but I don't know if Dark Horse has a catalog list or whatnot, like on Comixology or their own network.
Yeah, I could definitely check that out later. But I guess we'll close this.
Yeah, let's down close it off, guys. Have a good night, or guys, gals, all those in between. Have a good night and whatnot. And you'll see us later for more stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Peace out.
Peace.
I was pretty blown away by that part.
By just
what they did with it.
I don't know what to say. I mean,
you just thought it was standard stuff, perhaps.
But yeah, I thought it worked well. The mechanics were well executed for the most part.
Do you think I did feel
confused? I was confused at the climax, though. I was like, okay, because I missed some of the dialogue in those scenes. I was like, okay, what? I get that, like, he's dying, and when he dies, he's going to be sending that stuff. But does it really have anything to do with his death? Because they're currently sending it, and I was just confused as to what the dramatic tension's supposed to be there.
I mean, I guess you know what a dead man switch is. Like, that made sense.
I thought they were already sending it. Like they were trying to stop him from... They were trying to stop his guys from putting that into the time capsule thing.
Yep.
And I guess he was the one who was going to control when they close the time capsule? Is that what they mean?
I see what you're saying, as to what was going on.
Yeah, I was a little bit like...
You understand what the implementations of what would happen, though. Because it's a reverse nuclear blast.
Yeah, I guess...
Like, that made sense, right? Like, that's not the explanation, but you understood the inverted, like, atomic blast. Where... Because if you get hit by something inverted, it's worse than... being hit by it normally, as they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it was literally a race against time, I believe, and they were distracting him from knowing that in the future. I know it seems weird. Like when I watch the film, it makes sense, and then when you talk about it, it doesn't make sense.
But that's why I need to watch it again. This is true. I'm sure
I didn't find it.
I feel like. There was an explanation in one scene when they were talking about him killing himself. And I feel like I missed part of the conversation because I just couldn't quite hear what they were saying.
I love the fact that actually there's a lot of beats similar to Interstellar where, if you remember... Crap, what's that daughter's name?
Oh, yeah, Mort? They say like a million times.
Yeah, Mort, Newt, nope, not Newt. well, anyway, yeah, Cooper's daughter's name.
Yeah.
That's another movie that plays with time, I just realized.
Yep.
Now you're going forward in time, whereas this is not.
He's always done it. Going all the way back to Following, he was doing it.
And Memento.
And Memento, yep.
In this movie, I love the fact that this movie starts and ends almost in the same, like... It goes back to the beginning in a way, I kind of like that.
That's fair.
Weird, but like, it almost plays back... Oh yeah, how... The wife, Kate, I don't know, was it Kate or Kat? She...
Becky?
No, it wasn't Becky. The actual actor's name. Elizabeth, I think, is the actor's name. She, I like the fact that, you know, she says she sees a woman diving off his yacht.
Yep.
And whatnot, and it didn't occur to me that was going to happen. It was just like how when...
Yeah, I actually assumed that was going to be her.
Yeah, you probably saw that. I guess I didn't see that. I'm not as clever as you are.
Well, I don't know about that, but... sometimes you just... I was in the headspace that we're probably going to do a whole bunch of time travel stuff at the end.
So. I guess I... Yeah, that makes sense. But just like how Coop's daughter's character was like, oh yeah, the bookshelf was speaking to me and whatnot, and like, you know, the... Very end of Interstellar, it's him, like, inside the black hole of the Tesseract, and just, like, pushing, sending her messages back in time, and you're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there was another moment that I was confused about, and I didn't know if I missed something when I went to the washroom, because I went just before the climax started, and I was confused as to why she didn't need to wear a mask when she was on the boat. Like, did she go back through...
I think they went back through the machines.
Okay, they just sent her back?
Yeah, they sent everybody back.
But didn't the regular crew need to wear masks? Weren't they wearing masks the whole climax?
I think everybody was wearing masks the whole time. Because then Pattinson, or Neil, because I remember his name was Neil, he goes through the machine and can breathe air again. So it's like, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once you exit out of the inverse, as I'm calling it, You can breathe air again, so effectively time travel, I just realized.
Yeah, even though Nolan was very apparently very profusive about how it's not a time travel movie and they're not traveling through time in it.
They're not. They're going backwards through time.
It just seemed like he was being a little bit, what's the word?
Anally retentive?
Yeah, anally retentive, sure.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. I like the time travel stuff. It was much... I'd say it's a much more unique way of time travel.
What'd you think about the walking backwards stuff?
I thought it was brilliant.
Do you think it looked a little bit silly?
It did look silly, but it wasn't just shot backwards. And that, he just rolled the film back.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what they did.
One thing that I first was praising him for, and then last night I was like, either second-guessing myself, or I was like, okay, I could see the point. I think he, first time I saw it, I liked his action scenes, specifically his, like, hand-to-hand combat scenes.
Yep.
They weren't so much shaky cam, and then I watched it again last night and realized, okay, there is a little bit of shaky cam.
Oh, yeah.
But there's... Okay, I guess there's a lot. But it's not as bad as Begins or Dark Knight. And it's very good. Like, they're actually doing the stunts, and he's holding the takes for a long time, at least.
Yeah.
There's a bit of, like, you know, quick editing. Oh, but yeah. I think there's still enough there that, again, it's an improvement. Let's put it that way. I don't know if he took, you know, directing classes for fight choreography. I have no idea. But
or he's just got a good second unit person coming in to do that.
Yeah, no, hopefully. And there weren't any stuntmen, not stuntmen, but like John David was doing all the stunts as far as I could tell. So, yeah, no, I really liked that fight scene he had with himself inside the Freeport there.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. That's another one where I assume they were both fighting themselves.
That's fair.
And that one, Pattinson pulled off his thing. I'm like, oh, that's probably him over there. But I guess that I wasn't quite right about that. But
no, himself.
You thought? Yeah, I thought they were both fighting themselves. Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
Yeah, it's just all him. But
I guess you could sort of see. Again, I only saw some like minimal gameplay of Quantum Break. Mm-hmm. You can kind of see where I was coming from with that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. Like yeah, Quantum Break, yeah, they have a very similar look.
Yeah, there's something about Remedy, and so I don't know if you ever play... it's up to you. I don't know if you ever play their recent game from last year, Control. It's a very mixed bag.
I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah, I wonder what we'll do next.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder what anyone's going to do next now. I guess he has time now to work on an idea.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a pretty regular release schedule. I'm sure 3 years from now he'll have another one out.
Do you think he could do a legit Star Trek film?
I mean, maybe. I don't know
that would interest him.
One, if it would interest him, and one, what Paramount would do with him. They don't really seem like they're good with working with people.
No.
I get the sense that they're kind of like a Lucasfilm type, where they're very controlling over what they want.
Mm-hmm. What kind of tablet is this, if I may ask?
I don't know, ZTE.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, my mom just got it for free for something. And they're all Apple people, so she was like, hey, just take this, we don't know anything about
Android. Get rid of this, I don't know what this product is.
Yep.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, I'd mentioned to her before that I was planning on buying a tablet, so she was like, don't bother, because I got these tablets for free. She got two of them, but then she couldn't find them for forever, and then I finally got them.
Where was the other one?
She gave it to my sister.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'll definitely show you some pieces of the comic here while we're watching this.
That's fair. Really? Okay.
I mean, I got it right here, so...
You do, but I gotta make my jokes.
Yeah, I more mean just pieces of the art.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's some interesting stuff in here.
I wonder how... Oh, yeah, do you think the movie is humorless?
I certainly didn't laugh, and I don't think I heard anyone else in the theater laugh.
No, okay. I found some of the back and forth stuff between protagonist and Neil to be kind of funny. Unless that was forced. I mean, I don't think it was forced.
I don't think it was forced. I just don't think it rose to the level of laughing at it, but that could just be me. Again, I thought Pattinson was really good in it, and the other guy, he just left no impression, really.
That's fair.
So, I haven't seen the trailer for The Batman. Well, all I'm going to say...
Oh my god.
It looks like that. I'm just going to say it right there. His mask looks like that.
Yeah, he's holding Daredevil for anyone who might be listening to this. Oh, this leave this as an extra.
I don't know what it is, but Pattinson's mask looks like Daredevil's from, like, Ben Affleck's Daredevil.
Yeah, I can't say I agree, but, I mean...
There's something in there, right? Like...
I can kind of see it, but...
I'm probably, like... I'm not even trying to grasp the straws, but it's like... You know how everybody's making a fuss when Affleck was Batman?
Yeah. Yep.
It's like, now I'm not making a fuss, but now I'm just going to say the suit looks like Daredevil.
Yeah, I can't say I see what you're seeing there, but... Yeah,
I'm just insane. I'm just an insane person.
But we also didn't get a really good look at it. I can kind of see what you mean in terms of the head, but the trailer was pretty dark from what I saw. But I think when I watched it, they hadn't officially released an HD copy of it yet. It was just like someone filmed it from whatever convention that was at.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what that convention was called. Fan Dome? Something like that? Something stupid?
Oh, yeah. DC Fan Dome.
Yeah, I think that was it. And someone had just filmed it and put it on YouTube, and I was like, oh, really? Everyone's talking about it. I guess I'll watch it. I don't really care that much. Because usually I try not to watch those trailers, but that one I was just like, eh. I mean, I'm kind of excited about it, but I'm just... DC, I can't go in with hopes anymore.
They don't know when they're going to release Wonder. That's the question.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess it should be... I mean, Joker was decent enough, you know? Yeah. And Aquaman, decent enough.
Shazam, I guess, did the numbers they wanted to do, so...
Oh, I forget that even came out.
Yeah. No, I think the best joke, not joke, was made by somebody. I don't know if it was a critic or not, but the best joke was, the best superhero movie you'll see this month.
About Shazam?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Poking fun at the fact that superhero movies occur all the time.
Oh, that's fair, this month, yeah.